Hey everyone, the devotion for May the 12th, 2020, Luke 15:18 to 19. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned both against heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. Now in this parable, the younger son who has wasted so much in energy, life and resources finally comes to his senses and figures out that an employee of his father has it far better than he does. So he writes and rehearses his script over and over again. Father, I know I have sinned. I have wasted everything. I have nothing to show for it. I bring nothing to the table. Would you hire me? Now the term hired servant means a day laborer. The son who wanted to be hired on as a hired hand and give up his sonship. He would have to give up any ties and just be an employee of his father. Now the question comes, do you think the son knew the father very well? Now I know this is a parable, it's a made-up story to illustrate a truth. And as I read the passage again, one of the thoughts I had was the son really didn't know the father as well as he thought he did. Or he was afraid that he had messed up so bad that he felt like the father would never accept him back into the family. The younger son thought that the only option for him would be to become an employee. And I think that was the point Jesus was making with the Pharisees, that the Pharisees did not know the Father nearly as well or as completely as they thought. Just like the prodigal son in the story, the Pharisees and the religious leaders only knew one facet, one aspect of the character of God, law, and no grace. As we think about getting control of our thoughts, we need to address the fact that maybe we don't know God as well as we think we do. Now, a lot of people know a lot of information about God, but like in the days of the Pharisees and the religious leaders, we tend to gravitate to one side of the ledger or the other. We're either all law or we're all grace. And focusing on one side to the exclusion of the other will give us a warped view of God. We will tend toward legalism, following all the rules and checking all the boxes off and thou shalt and thou shalt not. And then we'll add a whole bunch of our own rules just in case we missed any. Or we'll gravitate toward all grace and saying things like, it doesn't really matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. Now I want to share with you that both views are wrong. How well do you know the Father of the universe? Maybe it's time to read the Bible again with a fresh set of eyes, or as author Michael Heiser describes it, read your Bible again for the first time and get a more full understanding of the Father. Now, if you'd like to know more about beginning a relationship with God, or if you need to restart your walk with God, reach out to us at fbcors.net, or you can go to the About section of our Facebook page, and we will send us a note. We'll contact you and see how we can help you restart your walk with God. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.